Hello and welcome to the BSG podcast. I am your host, Chase, and with me, my other beautiful co-host, Quinn. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you, Chase?
I'm surviving, jobless still.
Surviving.
I'm happy.
Happy and jobless. Jesus. If you don't know, the BSG podcast is an informative bi-weekly podcast focused on gaming news and discussions. On Mondays, we go over the news of the week, covering everything gaming without the BS, of course. And on Wednesdays, we pick a juicy topic or a game to review and give our half-informed opinions. It's Monday, Chase, so what does that mean?
Well, Quinn, today we'll be covering August 5th to August 12th on the news. Loot boxes are being removed from Rocket League. Destiny 2 is going to be going free to play, and consoles are forcing new games to show drop percentages in their loot boxes. Now, what's the best way to get a hold of us, Quinn?
Well, if you want to tweet at us, you can do so at BS Gamers Podcast. We would love that. We would love for you to tell us anything, your opinions about the news, your opinions about us, if you hate us, if you love us. You can also do us a solid by leaving a review. We are a small podcast, and those reviews really do us a whole lot of good. So if you would be so kind, sir or madam, or in between, leave us a review. We'd greatly appreciate it.
All right, let's go on and move to the news.
Let's get into it.
So, games that have been released this week: Age of Wonders Planetfall, coming out for PS4, PC, and Xbox One. We got Metal Wolf Chaos XD for PS4, PC, and Xbox One as well. We also have Pillars of Eternity coming out on Switch. And a fun little game that you should think about before playing, Journey, coming out on iOS and Android.
Now, getting on into the news, E3 had more leaks than we previously talked about last week. Last week, we mentioned that the personal info of over 2,000 journalists and influencers who attended E3 were leaked, and the ESA apologized and said that in the last 20 years, they haven't had any issues, and they've removed the issue from 2019. Unfortunately, this week, we found out that the ESA wasn't completely honest with their statement. There have been two prior leaks in 2004 and 2006, where media contact information was readily available, very similar to what happened this year. Both of those leaked the information of roughly 3,000 people each. It was also learned that 2018's contact data was also unprotected, and the ESA is going to have some explaining to do in the coming weeks about what happened to that information.
Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo, as well as other publishers, are committing to these new loot box changes, such as disclosing how rare an item is, as well as what is the probability of obtaining randomized virtual items. This happened during a Federal Trade Commission meeting, where these major publishers voluntarily said that by the end of 2020, they're going to be following this new code of conduct.
Destiny 2 is going free to play as its newest expansion Shadowkeep comes out. The base game will be free. It will be called Destiny 2 New Light, which will include all of the game's first year of release content. That means you must buy the standalone expansions if you hope to play the newest content, but at least the base game will be free. In addition to the expansion, In addition to the new expansion, the new free-to-play base game, Bungie has announced that Destiny 2 is also making its way over to Steam. With the game coming to Steam, you'll be able to transfer all of your data through your Battle.net account and play right where you left off with the full benefits of Steam. There'll also be cross-saves, so if you play on Steam and save your data, you'll be able to bring that back over to Battle.net, which is pretty cool. No more exclusives, they also said. All armors and weapons will be available on every platform, and there is still no word, though, of the game ever coming to the Epic Games Store.
Later this year, Rocket League will completely remove randomized loot crates. So Psyonix, a subsidiary of Epic Games, will be copying the Fortnite Save the World team to make a new system for purchasable in-game items. Rocket League will still support the Premium Pass, similar to Fortnite's Battle Pass, as well as its eShop and DLC cars. This may be in response to loot crates being heavily debated in the United States government, as well as loot boxes being axed in some European nations back in April 2019.
Well, that's it for the news this week. I know it was short, but we're going to be discussing it as best as we can. We'll return in a little bit after a break, and we'll get right into it.
Sounds good. And we're back. So yeah, it was a little bit of a short news week this week. There were some other stuff that happened, you know, with like the in response to the El Paso shooting that we talked about last week, but we didn't deem it that big of news since it was more like, oh, Walmart is removing ads for guns.
It was mainly just clickbaity stuff. People were spinning stories, trying to raise like controversy and stuff like that. But ultimately, it was just kind of all BS.
Is similar to the white phosphorus thing that we talked about last week, right? So it's like no one's really upset about it,
right? You know,
it's like, oh yeah, that's reasonable. It's kind of like the thing. I mean, more people are upset about Walmart, I guess, still selling guns. And say, or no, I wouldn't even say that. It's more like that there is no connection between video games and violence necessarily. And so, like, there's a bunch of like Walmart and other places that are saying, oh, we need to remove these things. And really, it doesn't make any sense to remove advertisement on video games in that sense, because they're just games in the end.
Well, so that's not necessarily why I said we shouldn't. Talk about it too much. Basically, I guess we're talking about it now, but Walmart, there was a controversy around Walmart removing a bunch of advertisements and posters and stuff that portrayed violence in video games. And some stores overreacted and actually took away like all violent video games. You couldn't actually buy a violent video game. But ultimately, it seemed like from the direct word of Walmart that they'd only told their stores to remove posters for anything that looked violent out of respect for the shootings.
And again, it's only temporary.
Right, it's temporary, but also that is saying we should remove violent-looking content from our stores is different than removing guns. And I think it's unfair to be like, Walmart, you're removing violent content, but you won't remove your gun. I think that's a stupid argument. But that's what a bunch of journalists are doing to try and like, it's basically to try and be like, oh, Walmart supports guns, but doesn't support video games. And that's not what's happening at all. So that's why I was like, we shouldn't talk about it because it's like this controversial fake news sort of thing.
Yeah, I still think that, you know, removing the guns would probably be a better
right, but that's a personal opinion, right? Yeah, but like the whole point is they wanted to be conscious of the fact of like they don't want to show trailers of people being shot.
Right.
My point, I
agree with your argument that it is unfounded, like what they're doing. It's just like my point is it seems stupid for them to have done that. Like, that is their conscious decision and not, maybe we should make it harder to buy guns or something.
Yeah, but that's not them. That's the law. Yeah.
They can do it themselves. They could do it themselves to make it harder.
No, they can't require, like, a extensive background check. It's the law. If they're selling a product,
you can do whatever the fuck you want.
No, that's not how the law works, Chase.
Yeah, they'll just purchase from some other store then if they make it difficult.
Oh, great. Then why? Walmart's going to hurt their business. Anyways,
yeah. That, I agree. It is opinion based.
Keep your personal opinions aside. God damn it. This is why I didn't want to include the story because I knew you're being,
I knew
being
you would
worked
me,
by
man.
The media, Chase.
I'm so overworked.
Oh, shut up.
All right, let's go on to some of our topics. So Destiny 2 being free on Steam eventually, And then...
Right. When the new expansion hits, Shadowkeep, it will be free to play. Or not the expansion, but the base game, Destiny 2 New Light, will be free to play. And it'll have all of the released content from the first year. And you'll just have to update to Shadowkeep if you want all the newer stuff. And you'll have to keep updating by getting new expansions every once in a while. And stuff like that. But
now, this is surprising because, like, when you told me about it, like, free to play, I'm like, oh, that's a little surprising. And then you told me it'll be on Steam, Chase. I'm like, what the fuck? Isn't that owned by, like, Blizzard or some shit?
It's owned by, well, Bungie. Activision. But Bungie is owned by Activision, yeah. And yeah, so it's on the Battle.net launcher, which is Activision/Blizzard's launcher. So it's interesting that it's coming to Steam. Also interesting that it's not coming to Epic. Also interesting that it's coming to Stadia as their free game. And technically, because of this announcement, you're not getting like $90 of value. You're only getting $35 of value now. So that's kind of interesting that it's launching on Stadia as well. If you pay for the pro membership with Stadia, or the founder's membership, sorry, with Stadia. And you're only really getting a $35 game for that month. And that's their launch title, pretty much. That, which is kind of, I don't know.
So because it's Stadia's launch title and this, and it's coming soon, right? The launch date for Stadia?
November.
November. Yeah. And so as it's getting closer, I feel like this was like a trump card that Steam or I guess other people had to make it free. To be like, haha, yeah, there's no point getting Stadia. At least for its launch title.
That's, I highly doubt with it, but sure.
I mean, that isn't that how businesses work? They come out with saying, hey,
but why I'm going is to do something. Activision has no stake in consoles, so why would they be like, haha, we're going free to play?
I don't think Stadia. Activision is the one who said, hey, we want Destiny on our launcher. Or on your launcher on Steam. I think
right,
Steam
but
went
being
to
on
Activision
Steam
said,
doesn't
we want it on Steam. So then,
being on Steam
then
doesn't
no
reduce
the
value of the game on Stadia. Making it free to play reduces the value of the game on Stadia. Activision
right.
is the one that made Bungie.
But they're also making it pointless to even get the Stadia because of, I don't know, Destiny. If you didn't have, I don't know, a console or your.
The whole point of Stadia is that it's
industry.
Cloud streaming of games. Steam isn't cloud streaming of games. So Stadia.
My point
if you still
is,
Quinn,
is that
Stadia,
it doesn't have good games.
I'm just saying your point is not good.
There's no reason to move to the Stadia for games, is what I'm trying to get at the moment.
Right, but there was like, never a reason to move to Stadia
but,
for games.
I mean, there may
Stadia
be some
offers
reason to do it
only
for Destiny.
The same games that are everywhere else.
Yes, but there may have been a reason to get it for Destiny if you didn't have a console or PC, if you're starting to go into the market and you see, oh, I'm going to be able to play games on Stadia.
But that's still a good argument. It's just you're getting less value. Yes, you could still, if you are moving into the PC marketplace and you only have $100, you could get the Founders Edition and still have Destiny 2 right off the bat. It just means that you're not really saving more money. You're not saving you're basically losing $30 to $40 in value because Destiny 2 is going free to play. But that does mean, and this is kind of to that Stadia ammo we talked about, is that Stadia didn't announce any free to play games being on the platform, but because Destiny 2 is going to free to play, you're sure as heck going to have a free-to-play version of Destiny 2 on the Stadia. So, that's pretty cool in its own right, is that you're going to have, if you just have the hardware, you'll be able to play Destiny 2 for free, hopefully with 4K resolution and really nice stuff.
And you're talking about on Steam?
So I'm on Stadia.
But, well, I guess it's free, sure. Still have to purchase the console.
Right, but I'm saying if you're looking for something to rival the PC or console space, Stadia can still be an option. Your argument was not a good argument. Because the thing that you're trying to get to is that, yes, Steam or the game not being on Epic, I think it's not against Stadia. The thing about Stadia is that Destiny 2 just lost value. In terms of monetary value. The thing about exclusivity is that it's interesting that it's going to be available available everywhere except for the Epic Game Store at the moment. Which is kind of like a jab at Epic, especially because they're making the game free to play, especially because they're doing cross platform, cross launcher saving. And so it seems like Activision is consciously making a decision saying we support Steam over Epic at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like a really weird thing to happen right now.
Yeah, I agree with you, Quinn. I guess maybe that's what I was hoping to say in my wildest imaginations. Like, if I could ever reach that level.
I think you were combining the two things. I think you were combining exclusivity and the issue with Stadia.
Yeah. Well, going, I guess, past that, we'll find out a little bit more about Stadia August 20th. About what games are coming and seeing if maybe there is more value coming to Stadia. Because, like, I know it's slightly off tangent, but because it is related to how, you know, Destiny 2 is going to be free to play, you did say that Stadia does kind of lose some of its value because Destiny 2 has now lost some value there as well. So it would be interesting to see what other games that Stadia is going to have that is actually going to, I guess, compete against these other launchers and consoles. So I think maybe
right.
That's what I was thinking.
But
of.
The thing is that the Destiny 2 only loses value if you have the Pro membership, which is the subscription-based membership where you get a game every month or so.
Mm-hmm. You need the subscription membership to at least get Destiny 2, right? When you first buy.
Well,
the
that's not
edition,
that's
or?
We don't know that, and that's okay. That's the thing is that if you don't need the subscription, then the base console gained value because you just got a free Destiny 2. You're able to play free-to-play Destiny 2. But if you bought the Pro subscription, you just lost value.
Okay.
But the other thing, too, is that I think...
Actually, I did remember Stadia said that they don't have any base games on it. You have to get the subscription, actually.
Right, but they didn't announce... They announced that before Destiny announced being free to play. So they probably knew Destiny was going free to play, but they couldn't announce it during the Ask Me Anything.
Oh, so you think they already knew about this? Interesting.
Yes, I think they already knew Destiny 2 was going free to play. And so they'll have a game to play without you have it, without you. All you have to do is buy the console and you'll have a game that you'll be able to play. A AAA title you'll be able to play right out the box. So I think that's kind of, I think they knew that. I think they were kind of, that was in their plan. But I think they're going to need a lot more. And like you said, they're going to be announcing a lot more. And we'll see, like, if they'll have a good enough library to really compete with the idea of actually going out and either buying a console or buying a PC or something like that, right? Like, that's the question is their service going to be good enough? And their library going to be vast enough that you can substitute buying a console with the Stadia as a device.
Mm-hmm.
And that remains to be seen. But we'll find out more in a week or two. So there's that. Gamescom, I think. Is that what it is?
Yeah, Gamescom starts August 19th for Stadia. So that's when they're releasing it or announcing the stuff. But it starts August 20th. It's like E3.
Right, right.
A pain in the ass to understand when it starts and when it ends.
Right.
All right, let's move on to, I guess, we can talk a little bit about Rocket League removing loot crates as well as a little bit. We won't go too much into Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo, having their loot box changes.
Right.
We'll talk about it a little bit, but we're going to have a episode coming out on Wednesday going in depth about loot boxes. Kind of how it started and where it is now, because it is starting to grow a lot in popularity, maybe not famously, more so infamously, and it'll be interesting to really get into the details about what we think is going to happen, what is going to happen, because we're starting to see it being fleshed out a lot more about how loot boxes are going to stay and the game
if they'll
the
stay,
society today,
et cetera.
Yeah. But what do you think about Rocket League removing loot crates? Was this surprising to you, unsurprising? What do you think about it?
I think it makes sense. like you said, that Epic owns Psyonix, who makes Rocket League, and Epic has done away with loot boxes, and they're obviously trying to be publicly facing. They're trying to be anti-loot boxes and anti-consumer. So they're trying to be pro-consumer-ish on the outside, besides all the exclusivity, which is anti-consumer. But
yeah, I think it is in anticipation to this probably being, I guess, regulated heavily by the government. I think they're like, you know what, let's just, whether or not something passes in the government, let's just remove it so we don't take any chances.
Right. Like, I think exactly they want to be ahead of the curve. I think they want to be, they want to be able to support themselves regardless if loot boxes exist or not. And I think it's smart to, and I think even for Psyonix, to have battle passes or their rocket passes for the last year, really testing out that as a monetization thing.
When they were bought by Epic Games, had they already started the battle pass, or was it around?
It was
the
already
time
started.
Epic...
Yes, but the thing is, okay, too, is that the two companies are really close. So they probably have had conversations about being purchased for a while, and Rocket League probably was in conversation with Epic saying, we're going to try out a battle pass of sorts and see how it goes. And Epic was probably like, well, if it goes pretty well, we'll talk about being purchased. Yeah, pretty much something probably along those lines, to be honest. Like, hey, if you can prove that your monetization model is working really well for you guys and is scalable, we'll talk about buying you guys. I think that was probably in the conversation at some point. And I think Rocket League has proved that as a, even, I think it's a 3-4 year old game now, it's able to stand on its four tires, I guess. it's able to stand there pretty,
I think,
pretty financially successful.
But okay.
Stand on two tires or no tires if you're doing an aerial. Yeah, I think they're doing really well for themselves, and I think they don't need the crates. I think the crates used to be the way Psyonix made its money, but I think the Rocket Pass is really where it's at right now, and I think all of the esports skins, decals, etc. are really successful as well. I see almost half of the players in Rocket League have an esports skin or something, which is pretty cool. So...
We're on the third iteration of the Rocket Pass. Is that correct?
I don't know. Sure.
I think we are.
Okay.
And so here, I'm going to relate this to something in a second, but I only paid for the first Rocket Pass,
right,
which was $10. And then since the second and third one, I haven't actually paid anything because they do provide you ways to earn essentially the cash to buy the next Rocket Pass.
Right.
And so when they remove these crates, which you have to open with these keys that essentially I'm talking about in order to, so you use, let me put it this way. Sorry. You use keys to get the Rocket Pass, and they cost about 99 cents each.
Right.
Now they are also used to remove, to open loot crates.
Right.
Later, they're going to have it being removed completely. And now you're going to have only in-game items of some form.
Right.
I don't know how they're going to be purchased. It might still be through keys, but I'm wondering, like, how
I believe they're removing keys altogether.
Okay, so this is going to be interesting in itself. Are they going to still, like, as you go through the Rocket Pass, have to buy it, or can you earn it?
I'm pretty sure you'll be able to earn it. I think the thing is, I think what you're getting at is that if you can continue to earn the Rocket Pass, there's no monetization happening. You're not getting
exactly
money. But at the same time,
not everyone can do that.
How many cars have you purchased outside of the Rocket Pass?
Technically two.
Right. Or even anything. If you've bought an esports, decals, whatever, right? The point is that you are still dedicated to the game partially because of the Rocket Pass, and you need to put in more time and effort to earn the Rocket Pass. So what it does is it essentially keeps a loyal customer continuing to play your game. And if you do, let's say, release a cool car that Chase really likes, he is going to buy it.
Yeah, I bought the McLaren. I think it was the McLaren 570S. I'm like, this is the coolest car. I still use it once in a while, but yeah, it was pretty fucking awesome.
Right. So it basically keeps your player base dedicated. And yeah, they might not pay for something this season, but eventually they'll buy something.
Yeah, I'm hoping they come out with more because honestly, like the way that it's been going, there isn't that much incentive to buy new cars or esport items, like the shop items, because they don't actually, they don't actually come out with that many things.
Right.
Because the decals that we talked about, the skins, all that stuff is essentially free if you play the game.
Besides the esports shop, yeah.
The esports shop is when it changes.
Right.
That one that you have to purchase.
There's so no I think that, I think that's definitely in their mind. I think they're going to have to transfer into something different. Like if they're dropping loot boxes, right? That's a lot of content that you can no longer get.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have to make new content as well. Because, I mean, I'm level like almost 250 in the Rocket Pass.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no point for me to keep getting levels in the Rocket Pass at this point. Even though I get new stuff, it's not stuff that I really want, right?
Yeah, like it's usually about the first 100 levels is when you get
right, the first 100 is rewarding. And then after that, you're kind of just like, well, I guess I'm getting, you know, levels in my Rocket Pass. Like, I don't really care at this point. I mean, I'm getting shitty wheels, but now they're pink. like you're not really getting anything cool. So I think they're going to have to really revamp, and hopefully it doesn't turn into like Fortnite where every single week they're going to have new stuff popping up that you have to buy.
I think that's how it's going to have to be, because maybe. I feel like that's how Fortnite makes a lot of money, is that they come out with so much content each week
right. That
it kind of forces you to play, and then in order to keep up, you do eventually have to purchase stuff.
The right, only but they problem do with have... that is that...
Let me say this. The only problem with that is Epic Games has a very large group of people right. Working on Fortnite. And I know
Psyonix
is
like
big,
40 people or something.
It's not comparable.
Right. And that's what I was going to say, is that Epic has a ginormous team dedicated to releasing new monetizational things, purchasable things. That's their whole job, is like a huge department of people just making animations and costumes and stuff like that. So
I guess if they did it every 2 weeks, it wouldn't be that big of a deal, because
I'm sure it'd still be
obviously
a big deal.
Rocket League is going to make less money than Fortnite. So if they can still, you know, do it on a decent basis where you can get items,
I think once a month would be more reasonable. And I think it would keep you coming back if you're like, oh, the first of every month, there's going to be cool new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, I would come back every month, even if the Rocket Pass was kind of, you know, dying or whatever, and I was like at level 300 and I was kind of sick of it, I'd still come back and check those once a month things. The problem is that, like, for me, I haven't actually, I mean, I have purchased cars before, but it's solely been from a perspective of knowing that cars have different hitboxes. So I bought the cars that were popular in esports and competitions. Mm-hmm. I haven't actually purchased anything, well, besides the testicle, out of just like to purchase it. And I don't really want to. Like at this point, like the esports stuff I think is really cool, but I'm not going to spend money on esports stuff. And if they come out with cool new decals and stuff like that, I don't think I would spend money on that either. The only way I would is if there was a currency in Rocket League where you could buy the Rocket Pass and buy esports stuff and buy new skins and cars, etc. Like if there was a across-the-board Rocket currency that could be spent on anything, then I could see myself spending money on the game.
Oh, more because money than then you're like, oh, I don't quite have enough, but I've been building up some, so I'll pay the extra dollar.
Right, or I'll pay the extra $5 to get a couple things that I want and have some left over. And then, like, in a month or two when new things come out, well, I'll have enough for maybe one thing, but I want two things, I'll spend a couple bucks, get that as well.
Yeah, this is going to be a major change to Rocket League, no matter what, when this comes out. So it'll be interesting to see how this works.
And from what I've read, it's going to take a while. It's not like immediately they're going to drop loot
boxes. It's by the end of the year that they're going to have it out, I'm pretty sure.
I've heard that that's the goal is to get loot boxes out, but I don't know. I haven't heard anything about the new system being implemented.
I guess, you know, to be fair, Rocket League is infamous. I mean, even Epic Games is infamous for being late on stuff now. Like, it's been proven.
Right.
So it might take a while.
Right. Cloud saves. Oh, my God. Can I just say this for 1 second? This has nothing to do with the news, but it has a lot to do with Epic being a pain in my ass for being slow on stuff. Cloud saves for games and the Epic Game Store was supposed to come out in February of 2019. All right?
And it is August.
It is the middle of August 2019. And they released, on their schedule, they said they were going to come out with cloud saves this month. They have implemented cloud saves on like 4 games. And they said, sorry, it's going to take a really long time to get cloud saves on most games.
Do you think they just don't have the hardware or like the resources to put behind that? Or,
well, here's another conversation. I think that, honestly, I think Epic doesn't have a lot of employees working on other things besides Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Mm. I think Fortnite is the... Epic is Fortnite at this point. And I think they don't have a lot of employees working on... like the Epic store.
I guess that's fair. I mean, Fortnite works really well. It's very smooth.
Right. Fortnite so is the easiest money making machine ever. All they got to do is keep people employed and they're going to make money.
Yeah.
So but the thing is with the Epic Game Store, it obviously hasn't proved its worth yet to a lot of consumers. So it's kind of like they don't really have the team to just make it kick ass as soon as possible. And yeah, so now I have to play Alan Wake all over again. Screw me.
I was going to mention that. Like, the reason why Quinn's getting so upset, off the air, he texted messaged me and said, fuck Epic. I can't play Alan Wake on my laptop because there's no cloud saves. He was playing on his PC earlier, and then now he can't play it at his mom's house.
I'm house-sitting right now. So what happened was I was playing on my PC for a couple of hours, and I was, like, taking notes and stuff on Alan Wake because we have an inkling we'll do a review later. But I was like, oh, this is going to be great. I can just go house sit and I can just go play the game. And then I realized, oh, wait, Epic doesn't have cloud saves, even though they promised cloud saves were going to be done by this month. Oh, that's great. Yeah. Kill me.
It's funny.
God. Anyways, moving on from the Rocket League stuff, let's just talk about loot crates in the
bigger scheme,
bigger picture. With Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo saying, yeah, now companies are going to have to disclose drop rates and rarity rates and stuff like that.
And other companies voluntarily supported this as well at the Federal Trade Commission, such as like Capcom, EA, Wizards of the Coast, and maybe some others, but those were the major ones that I saw. And essentially, they're not moving to the removal of loot crates, such as Psyonix is doing or Fortnite in other games, but they're essentially saying that, hey, we're going to have these probabilities now seen when you get these items. And something more interesting as well is that they're going to have like a rarity system for the item. And I think it's going to be, I'm wondering actually if it's going to be active, if you get what I'm saying, like, oh, it may change if, you know, a bunch of people get it. Or like if it's flooded the market somehow.
Well, I think what it meant by that is that because you'll know the probability of all items, you'll actually know how rare something is. I don't think they're going to have a weird dynamic rarity percentage.
Well, the thing that's going to be like, if you know the probability of the item and you know it's rare, then why would you need to disclose how rare it is?
No, you don't know it's rare. That's the whole point, is that when you get a legendary skin in Overwatch, let's say, and they didn't release the drop rates, you wouldn't know how rare that is.
Yes, but I'm saying that if they have to disclose the probabilities of these items when you get them, then you'll know how rare it is if you got it.
And it's like the point.
0.1%.
That's how we'll know. That's how we'll know how rare items are.
Okay.
They're not putting
like a title where it says, oh, it's a legendary item, is what I'm trying to get at.
No, they would.
Okay.
They are doing both. But the legendary thing is already a thing.
Yes, but like you said, they don't disclose the...
Right, so the only thing changing is that they're showing probabilities. And you'll know how rare a legendary item is because it will tell you it's only 1 in 1,000 or something.
Right.
And you'll be like, oh, that gives context to what it means to have a legendary item.
So I guess really the only thing that they're doing is that they're going to actually give you what is the probability of obtaining each item.
That's all they're doing. And the other thing, too, is that now that I think about it, they're doing it by the end of 2020. That's a long time from now.
Yeah.
That's really slow.
To relate this to another gaming industry, in 2018, I can't remember the exact month. It might have been April. But the mobile industry, which you can probably think is the biggest market for some form of loot boxes, you know, microtransactions and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, they already have it implemented where you have to know the probability of getting that virtual item, which is crazy because that is a fucking huge market for microtransactions. And so the fact that the other ones are not jumping onto the bandwagon until 2020, the end of it, is still surprising to me.
Right. I can give them some credit because I know, in a way, the mobile market is like the Wild West, and there's a lot of shady stuff that happens on the mobile market. So it kind of makes sense that Apple and Google jump on that immediately and are like, hey, no more of this. You can't scam kids out of their parents' money. But for big companies like Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo, they work with a lot of, like more professional companies. So maybe that's why it's going to take longer, is that they have to go to each of these professional companies and talk about blah, 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 and really have more conversations about this instead of just basically banning games until they submit probabilities. I don't know.
Albeit, though, there has been some shady businesses practices going on. We had that news article that came out about a guy listening to one of the publishers saying that, oh yeah, we can stack the odds in a streamer's favor when they're opening crates in order to get people who watch it want to buy crates and thinking that they're going to have the same probabilities
as the streamer. But also that could have been a PC title, which excludes Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo anyways. But yeah, true. That was another thing that was talked about at the FTC. So basically there was a open forum at the FTC about loot boxes where Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo talked about, okay, we're going to force companies to disclose probabilities of random items, right? But also other people talked, and one person was a manager for a bunch of influencers, as well as like professional athletes and stuff who are the face or brand of like trailers or what is it called? Or ads for games, etc. And they talked about how there has been this weird malicious practice happening where some publishers, which he didn't disclose the name of, and he'd said that it's few and far between, but some publishers would say that, hey, if your influencer opens 50 crates on a stream or on a YouTube video, we will alter the odds of those 50 crates so your YouTuber, Twitch person, whatever, wins the majority of the time, to make it seem like mainly all these people are advertising to kids. So it's basically saying, showing kids that, hey, if you put $50 into our crates, you'll get it $5,000 back or something. Basically, it was just false advertising and misinformation the publishers were trying to put towards advertising and stuff like that, which is no bueno, as Chase was trying to say.
Yeah, I agree with you, Quinn. And just to save this topic for Wednesday, there actually have been malicious practices that have actually happened, especially with like CSGO. And we're going to talk about that on the Wednesday episode of the podcast. And we're going to go way in depth and then see maybe what our predictions are, or what is the best method perhaps to, or what even the future holds. Because we've really been looking into this and trying to see like, okay, what should you do with loot crates?
All right. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. If you want to tweet at us, you can do so at BS Gamers Podcast on Twitter. We'll respond to anything. We'll read anything. Tell us if you hate us. Tell us if you liked us. Tell us if you like loot crates. Tell us if you hate loot crates. Let
tell
us know.
If you love us, tell us if you love cats.
Or you don't. If you love dogs, you can tell us that as well. But the thing we would appreciate the most is if you drop the review on wherever you're listening to the podcast. We really appreciate it. We're a small, small, growing podcast, hopefully. And reviews mean a whole lot to us. They really do. So
yeah,
thanks for the support so far.
Those ratings.
Yeah, we need to smash that ratings button, eh? But thanks for the support so far. We're going to keep it up. Wednesday, we're talking about loot crates. Tune in. We're going to be talking about all sorts of loot crates, the history of loot crates, what the future looks like, and we'll see you soon.
Talk to you guys soon.